Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I keep telling everybody that doctors aren't rocket scientists. All right. I mean, we have the same, you know, brains and mentation and competency as anybody else. You know, maybe we have experience in some things versus others. But what allowed me with my, you know, limited mental capacity to understand a lot of medical concepts is looking at things mechanically. And, you know, when you look at the heart as a pump, you know, when you look at vessels as plumbing, it just made more sense to me. All right? I memorized a lot of things, but I had to conceptualize. But I'm still confused by some things with plumbing, especially when it comes to politics. So, you know, we had Watergate, and now we have a urinal gate. Now, do you guys know what urinal gate is? Well, all right, so this is interesting. So yesterday there was a news conference in Georgia where voting systems manager Gabriel Sterling went through all the allegations of voter fraud and just, you know, kind of hit them out of the park, brushed over some, delved into a little bit of others. But apparently there was, the night of the election in Fulton County, a water leak. We were told there was a pipe that broke, and that suspended ballot counting. I think there might have even had to be evacuations. We don't know what happened. And it was very chaotic election night. We were told that in Pennsylvania they had to go to sleep. It was bedtime. And so, you know, all sorts of whatever was going on election night. So, you know, who knew that there was anything that had to do with a water leak? And apparently there has been a lot of suspicions that during this water leak that happened at State Farm Arena, and where there were ballots and counting and, I believe, voting that occurred, the water leak prevented a slowdown of some of the thousands upon thousands of absentee ballots that had to be counted. I believe they were eventually counted, but this water break has, you know, been still just kind of sitting there as an unanswered event. Well, we were told by Sterling yesterday it wasn't a water pipe or a pipe that broke. It was a urinal. And the urinal overflowed. Now, I'm a girl that, you know, unfortunately can't pee standing up. I wish I could. I mean, I try to in the shower. So I don't get to enjoy urinals. When I go to the bathroom, I have to sit down on a potty. And I have overflowed toilets. When I was a kid, I would shove toilet paper in the sanitary bags. I don't know. My grandfather was in the hospital a lot as a kid. And so I got bored and I would meet another kid in the waiting room. And then she would kind of teach me that I could do shenanigans. And then I would go home and get a beating for it. And so I've overstuffed toilets multiple times. I don't see how you can overstuff a urinal, because I don't think guys use toilet paper at a urinal. And for any of you that are, you know, experts on the urinal, please tell me. School me. But apparently there could be some plumbing issues. And we are being told that what happened is during that night that they had to count ballots, a urinal overflowed. And when a urinal overflows, that's an emergency. How do urinals overflow? Well, the most common cause of urinal overflow is sediment. You know how our hearts get calcium deposits and things like that? You can get calcium deposits on your plumbing. Now, how old are these pipes in State Farm Arena? Well, State Farm Arena was, I guess it broke ground in 96. They had their ceremony, I believe, in 1999. So we're looking at a 22-year-old facility. Is that enough for a urinal to be overflowing? Well, you know, maybe they're telling us urinal because we're all like, ooh, gross, and we're not going to think about it or talk about it. But I really want to dissect this because there's a chance that, you know, this whole election could have been blown for Trump based on a urinal. Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, it doesn't matter. You know, it was Georgia. We have another election. Yeah, well, where is this next election happening? In Georgia. Maybe the water has so many calcium deposits or high cholesterol, I don't know, that the pipes are getting clogged. I mean, you know, and by the way, whenever we do have a clogged toilet or an overflowing toilet, we usually call custodians and plumbers and we move on about our day. Do we really have to stop a whole election counting process? So I think urinal gate is bigger than we think. Right? Now, also big, which I have a huge problem with, is the amount of money spent with this Senate race. So we have Ossoff, we have John Ossoff, Reverend Raphael Warnock, David Perdue, and Kelly Loeffler, who are now vying for Senate positions. If the Republicans keep their Senate seats, they still have the majority. If they lose their seats, they don't have the majority, they have the minority, and we are going to be looking at a whole new landscape. And 2021, I don't think, is going to have any less drama than 2020. But what really gets my, you know, pants all up in a bunch is they spent, or fundraising, and the money being spent on this race is almost $500 million. We're looking at almost $500 million for these two Senate races. We're in the midst of a pandemic. We have states that are completely underprepared with not having enough hospitals or beds or medical providers. School budgets are getting cut. Doctor pay is getting cut. Nurse pay is getting cut. I don't see how everybody's getting antibody, monoclonal antibody, for their COVID. Don't you think a drop of that close to $500 million could be shifted elsewhere? And I'm not saying, I don't want anybody to turn communist or whatever, but when you look at the type of money, we keep being told there's not enough money. We don't have enough money for Medicare. We have to cut seniors' benefits. We don't have enough money for Medicaid. We have to pass the cost on to the consumer when it comes to health insurance. And then you see politicians and politics spend millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Just kind of, that's a tough pill to swallow. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we take your calls, your questions, your comments, whether they're on Facebook, whether they're by email, our website at drdahlia.com, our Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And Go Trump USA asks, how is the new COVID strain more contagious? Is the pre-symptomatic period extended, or do you need a lower viral load to become infected? That's a great question. So, as we're talking about the new COVID strain in Britain and the newer one in South Africa, they're saying that it's more contagious or it's more infectious. Well, why? What is it about it? our guess, and I don't believe we have the jury's not out on it yet. My guess is the mutated spike protein, these viruses have outer shells, and on their outer shells they have proteins. And these proteins allow it to latch on to receptors, kind of like a key to a door. And the ACE2 receptor is the receptor in our bodies that this virus latches onto. We believe that the SARS-CoV-2 virus has altered their, I think it's the NO1 mutation. I need to double check the mutation. I apologize. The name of the mutation. Hold on a second here. There's a mutation that the new viruses have that altered the spike protein to allow it to attach into the ACE inhibitor, or its key was more fine-tuned. You know how your key gets a little dull and it may be a little more rough around the edges, but a brand new key looks nice and crisp? That's how I look at this. And so the mutation is an N501Y mutation that affects how the spike protein attaches to the receptor. And so in Great Britain, the variant under investigation called VUI 2012, they just named it B117. If that clarifies anything, I don't know what the B117 stands for. I understood what the VUI stood for. So we believe what it is an alteration in how the key can fit into the receptor. And if it could lock better, then it could be more infectious. It has less time to be sneezed out, coughed out, repelled by the immune system. Could it use less of a viral load? Absolutely. If you have the right key, you might not need as much of a viral load. And he also asked, have you been reading that the viral load you come in contact with usually determines how intense your sickness will be? Better masks might help. So I get asked a lot about the masks and what we need to do. If the virus is mutating, then you would think while we were playing with the vaccine, we might maybe revisit our mask usage. The problem is, in politics and in society, masks aren't a very popular subject. People didn't really like the masks. I didn't mind the masks because I've worn masks most of my career. I've been a doctor now almost longer than not being a doctor. So I always wore masks. And I wore masks not only to protect the patient, but to protect me. I noticed I got sick less when I would wear masks with every patient. I also noticed I didn't need a breath mint that much. So I was a big fan of masks, which is why I had some. They were just the simple surgical masks. They weren't the N95s. So when there was a mask shortage, I still had a box or two from my old practice. But all of a sudden, mask prices went up. People tried to extort the public with high prices of masks. And at first, people put the mask on because they were scared. And then after about 20 minutes, 30 minutes of the mask, they wanted to take it off. You saw people on social media berating them. You need to wear your masks. You need to wear your masks. Well, the average human doesn't like things on their face. I don't do well with sunglasses for a long period of time. I didn't really like wearing glasses. My nose just starts to bother my nose. It's kind of heavy on the nose with the mask. Even though I'm used to the mask, when I would wear the mask prior to COVID, I would remove it after each patient. Remove the mask, throw it out, get a new one. So I wasn't in the mask for 8 to 10 to 12 hours continuously. So early on, when the pandemic hit, I told people that they might want to start practicing while they're on lockdown wearing the mask, because when they go back to work in June or July, depending on when the lockdown lifts, you're going to be required to wear a mask all day. Well, the average surgical mask or N95 respirator is not very easy to wear. For those of us with glasses, it fogs up the glasses. people say, well, why don't you spray anti-fog spray on your glasses? And I just don't want any more chemicals near me. So when I wear glasses, my reading glasses, plus the mask, I just can't. It fogs up. And so it's not a very easy thing to do. But then the society had to get everybody on board to wear the mask. Remember, originally the CDC said, the masks don't really work for this virus. The virus is too small, which many of us doctors kind of agreed. I mean, the mic, what's about 20 microns in size? The average mask, you know, might not repel it. But I do like the idea of there being some sort of a barrier. So when the CDC did an about-face and switched, saying, no, 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 wear the masks, I supported them. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue with the science. I get that the virus is probably small and can outsmart the masks. But, I like the idea of a barrier because people spit when they talk and they sneeze and they cough. But people didn't like that. Society did not like covering their face. They like to express themselves with their mouth. They like to smile. They like to eat. They like to breathe. So then manufacturers came up with more comfortable face coverings. And you see glitter and sequins and gaiters and all sorts of fun coverings to go over the nose and mouth. Do they work? There's been some studies saying it could even make matters worse. But because with the way public officials want to approach public health, they need everybody on board. So they're being a little less conservative with, you know, all right, you got more liberal with, all right, just wear something over the face. But maybe the reason why this virus is more contagious is because the masks, you know, the virus outsmarted the masks. In fact, I think 2 months ago there was a study saying the virus figured out how to get around the mask. Duh. So, you know, we're, the science is being written as they go. There's a meme on Facebook where you see people standing 6 to maybe 10 feet apart at an airport with their suitcase in a line and looking like they're following order and they're social distancing. And then in the next picture, there's a flight, a full flight packed with everybody in masks next to each other, like within inches of each other. And there hasn't really been a lot of consistency. There hasn't been a lot of logic. And when people ask a doctor, they ask me, you know, why don't you say something and say this is ridiculous? I do. I say it's ridiculous, but I'd rather we have some barrier. I'd rather we social distance to some degree until we know what's going on. One of you is asking about, you know, long-term effects of COVID. We've discussed long COVID on the show. Keep the questions coming, please, at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some people will have coughs for weeks, a cough for weeks. Some people might have lack of smell, lack of taste. That could go for months. I'm a little nervous about that. Others, symptoms go away right away. But when it comes to COVID, and we're seeing people lose their sense of smell or taste, that tells me that the virus affected a nerve in the brain. That I don't like. That makes me nervous. So if I had to choose between the idiocy of social distancing here and not social distancing there or wearing a halfway mask versus having a virus that might decide to camp out in our brain, since we don't know much about the latter, we don't know much about the virus, I'm going to choose the side of being cautious. That doesn't mean I choose closing down businesses and dumping the economy. That, no way. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoffs today. No candidate in either of Georgia's Senate races won a majority of the vote November 3rd, triggering the runoff for poll seats. The Republican candidates with their messages.
Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? Georgia, we have to hold the line.
This is the last line of defense against this radical socialist agenda. You heard Joe Biden just today say that this is a generational election. What does he mean by that? Well, it's exactly what Chuck Schumer said. Take Georgia and change America.
The polls in Georgia will close this evening at 7 p.m. local time. The Portland Police Bureau said Monday that a cleaning crew's mistake likely led to the escape of 24-year-old David Dahlin. He's charged with attempted murder and is accused of ramming a police officer with a car last month. Dahlin was being detained when cleaning crews opened the door to his holding room. The worker closed it, realizing the room was occupied, but the door did not latch properly. The manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News. So, your National Football League team didn't make it to the postseason. One Las Vegas Raider learned the hard way what not to do. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has more.
Raiders running back Josh Jacobs received minor injuries, arrested on suspicion of drunken driving after a pre-dawn single-vehicle crash Monday near McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. A Las Vegas police report said the 22-year-old Jacobs taken to hospital for treatment of a cut on his forehead after an airbag deployed when the 2019 Acura NSX sports car he was driving crashed into a tunnel wall at the Las Vegas airport. Police at the scene determined the 5'10", 220-pound Jacobs impaired by alcohol, blood was drawn at the hospital. Lab results could take several weeks. Meanwhile, Jacobs was booked at the Clark County Jail on a misdemeanor driving under the influence charge and released without bail. I'm Wyatt Cox.
The Raiders finished the season 8-8. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week when we heard that a pharmacist decided to destroy hundreds of Moderna vaccines doses that was going to be given to healthcare workers, we really scratched our heads because somebody who devotes their life to pharmacy, just like healthcare, you know, doesn't usually have a screw loose. Usually these are people that dedicate their lives to healthcare, dedicate their lives to people. What could his motive have been? And we're being told, let me give you his name here. His name, Dr. Let me see. Oh, I apologize. I just had it here. Oh, I'm sorry. Stephen Brandenburg. the pharmacist at Aurora Medical Center, said he was worried that the vaccine would alter people's DNA. So this wasn't an accident of, oh, I'm going to defrost them and get them ready for use in the morning, which isn't supposed to happen. This was, he deliberately thought that the vaccine was going to hurt people and he tried to save them. Now, it starts to shatter your faith when a pharmacist, who is probably the most adept, most competent, most studied when it comes to the pharmacology of things. In fact, you know, we doctors, we look to the pharmacists to teach us a lot about drugs because they get much more schooling in what's in pharmaceuticals than we do. We get a lot of pharmacology, but nowhere near as much as a pharmacist. So we go to the pharmacist. We always ask the pharmacist. Our pharmacists, you can't have a medical team without one. So going to a pharmacist for help and for understanding of a pharmaceutical starts to kind of shatter your faith when they, or one, and it's just one, is concerned about the vaccine to that degree. You would think he would have understanding of the vaccine, all right? The COVID vaccine is not supposed to alter your DNA. However, people still are kind of confused about the RNA mechanism. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be similar to the Pfizer and COVID vaccine, but it will use DNA instead of RNA, but it's not supposed to affect your chromosomes. I mean, it's not supposed to affect your internal. You know, do some people worry that the body is going to be producing something and we're inciting the body to make something? Yeah, I could see how there could be some rare complications, but not enough to deny people who are trying to protect themselves from COVID. So the employee removed 57 vials of the Moderna vaccine from a pharmacy refrigerator the night before. Company has fired him. And I guess that was their probable cause, was not safe for people and could harm them and change their DNA. So they threw out the 500 doses of the vaccine. That basically cost them anywhere from $8,000 to $11,000. And he is being now charged. I don't think they listed what his charges are. So I disagree with what he did. I think if he had concerns about the vaccine, there were other ways to do it. But he had it in his head, who knows, that he felt he had to save people. Maybe it was a psychotic episode. Maybe he knows something we don't. But either way, not done well at all. And that's bad. Now, what's also bad, and I'm sorry I don't have good news in this next segment, is apparently there's been reports, and we knew this would happen, that if a hospital was overwhelmed and EMS was called, and you needed to go to the hospital, there might be a delay in transport or a delay in care. What we didn't know is EMS was going to have to take on the burden of triaging people at home and being told, this is in LA County, that if they don't think they could save the person, not transport them. Now, I've seen enough trauma cases and seen enough transports where usually if somebody is, you know, needing CPR, you know, and they get taken and, you know, after 20 minutes of CPR, nothing happens. They still try to do CPR within the ambulance when they make it to the hospital. You know, many times they don't make it. But some do, you know, and the reality of what we're dealing with now is the hospitals are so overwhelmed in California. COVID is deadly. But there's some debate as to why the hospitals are overwhelmed. Is it because there's not enough hospitals? Is it because there's just so many people getting sick? That LA County ambulance crews have been told not to transport patients that have little chance of survival. Now, I pay my taxes. You pay your taxes. We're good Americans. For those of us that grew up in California, I was a good Californian. I'm now a good Nevadan. You would think that if you had a health issue, that the ambulance would be there for you. Now, this isn't the ambulance's fault. This is that the hospitals are overwhelmed. If I lived in California, I would be furious right now. Because what that means is a state's lack of preparation, not having enough hospitals translates into you probably not getting transported to a hospital if you have little chance of survival. I want that chance. I've already told my family, you know. I mean, you know, if there's a chance of me to live, you fight for it. I don't want to be on a ventilator for 3 months, but, you know, you fight for me. And the answer to that was, do you have life insurance? I'm thinking about getting rid of my life insurance just so I know that the family's going to make sure they fight for me. So Los Angeles County faces an onslaught, they say, of COVID-19. It's devastating the community. 7,800 people are hospitalized currently right now in L.A. County. And they said ambulance crews have been told not to take patients with little chance of survival. Apparently, they are told, due to the severe impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on EMS, adult patients in blunt, traumatic, or non-traumatic out-of-hospital cardiac arrest shall not be transported if return of spontaneous circulation is not achieved in the field. So if the patient has no signs of breathing or a pulse, EMS will try to resuscitate the patient for at least 20 minutes, according to the memo. If they could stabilize the patient, get a pulse, patient gets to go to the hospital. If they can't in the field, now they have everything. I mean, you know, they could shock and, you know, they could still push meds, but if they can't, you're not getting transported. Now, again, this isn't EMS's fault. This isn't the doctor's fault. This isn't the healthcare worker's fault. I mean, there's a system in Los Angeles County that is overwhelmed. But whose fault is it? This is why I am so, so frustrated. You know, you have a state of 40 million people, and you only have 75,000 beds for the whole state. You know, I live in Nevada. We have 3 million people, and we only have 6,600 beds. I think maybe 700 ICU beds. If there was an earthquake, if there was a, you know, snowstorm, tsunami, Zika, Ebola, any other thing that affects us, we are not prepared. And we've known this because every winter season, hospitals are full. Every winter season, we have hospitals overwhelmed with flu and pneumonia. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I tell people to store food at the house. Have like a little, you know, have a first aid kit, have food, water for a few months if you need it. How many of you guys actively keep your storage up with food and water? We tried to do it at the start of the pandemic, and then we went and ate through all the food in a week, right? We started to panic eat. Does anybody prepare for the future? I remember growing up, my parents were grumpy because, you know, we were poor. And financial experts in the 80s were saying you need to have at least 3 to 6 months rent, you know, in the bank and, you know, household expenses in the bank. My parents were living paycheck to paycheck or, you know, week to week. Right? We didn't have savings. And so, you know, I think we did the same thing with our healthcare system and our infrastructure. You know, we only have X amount of hospitals, we have X amount of beds because we don't want to have resources not used. If you have resources not used, you know, you don't get money in the next budget. Well, then this happens, and we have innocent people who have paid their taxes have to get turned down. Not right. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Mexico has approved the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. Currently in Mexico, they have the Pfizer vaccine, but now they're going to also start vaccinating their citizens with the AstraZeneca vaccine. They are hoping to spur a halting vaccination effort that has only given 44,000 shots since the third week of December, about 82% of the doses that the country has received. So currently the Pfizer vaccine is the only one approved for use in Mexico. Once Mexican regulators approve AstraZeneca shot on Monday, now they could start purchasing and giving out that shot. So production will begin very soon in Mexico, they say, and a Mexican firm, according to Fox News, has arranged to do part of the finishing and packaging of the vaccine. Assistant Health Secretary Hugo López-Gatell said he erroneously reported approval for Chinese vaccine maker CanSino, noting it had not yet submitted full study results for safety and efficacy. So the CanSino vaccine is a one-shot, less expensive vaccine. But looks like that's not going to be the vaccine that they're going to be using. They say a doctor suffered difficulty breathing, brain inflammation, and convulsions a half hour after getting the shot, but I believe that was the Pfizer vaccine. The Mexican Social Security Institute also released more information. She is still, I believe, last week she was hospitalized in intensive care. She is reportedly recovering, but she suffered a encephalomyelitis, an inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. Now, I'm not saying that's, you know, the Pfizer vaccine is notorious for that. Unfortunately, many vaccines could, you know, any vaccine could cause that. But no other, shall we say, major side effects that we've heard has happened in Mexico. Now, López-Gatell does head up efforts to deal with the pandemic, and he has repeatedly counseled Mexicans to stay at home. He has cast a doubt about the face masks, protecting people from catching coronavirus. And maybe that's how we need to approach this whole face mask thing. Maybe we need to tell people, look, it's not 100%. You know, it's a barrier. Because I saw the opposite happen when it came to face masks. People were doing mask kisses. I did that with my kids. I went up to them with my mask and their mask, and I did the big kissy mouth. Right, because I had my mask, and they're like, I get to kiss them out. You know, when they're little babies, you know, I just got to kiss them on the lips. And the kids are like, Mom, get away. And I'm like, but it's okay, we got a mask on. You know, a lot of us will wear a mask, and then we think that we could go into surgery. Well, no. Yeah, so I think we could have handled the whole mask thing, but now everybody's so fatigued with it, they don't even want to hear the word mask. In fact, remember we were talking about words that are not to be used in 2021? That was done, Lake Forest University, was it? They had social distancing and COVID on there, I think. A lot of people wanted to use the word mask. So California has vaccinated 1% of their 40 million residents. 1%. Now, mind you, we've only had the vaccine for about 3 weeks. And people who have to administer it are healthcare workers, and healthcare workers are a little busy right now. They're a little tied up. So I'm not surprised that there's a slow, you know, rollout, but people are frustrated. We're being told that there were hundreds of Florida seniors camped out overnight to get shots in Florida. They say governors in New York and Florida have already vowed to penalize hospitals that fail to dispense the shots quickly. Now, I heard that there was a penalty if people got the shot before their turn. But if you are going to penalize a hospital that's already hard hit and don't have a lot of extra staff, I don't think that's the right way to go. I thought that President Trump had said they were going to use National Guard, they were going to use military to help roll out the vaccine. So hard-hit California, they say, has vaccinated just 1% of its 40 million residents, and Florida has seniors, hundreds of seniors waiting in line. I don't know if I could pull up the image, not that that would help many of you. But what that means is two-thirds of the vaccines shipped within the U.S. have thus far gone unused, or are still sitting in the freezer. Well, they say 1 in 930 Americans have now died from COVID-19. The death toll has surpassed 353,000. About 2,600 fatalities, they believe, on average per day. And again, I wish I could explain to you why some people have mild COVID, you know, some coughing, sneezing, sniffles, and others are completely being consumed. I wish I had an answer. You know, we think it's the cytokine storm where the lungs start building up with fluid and inflammatory cells, and it's like a reacted, like a very reactive, dramatic response to the virus, whereas others just treat it like any other virus. We don't know if it's because some people who were vaccinated to the MMR, their body is already kind of used to, you know, spike proteins and similar looking viruses, so they have better immunity. But I thought everybody had either, you know, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, or either got the measles, mumps, rubella in the 50s or 60s. So our largest vaccination campaign in history is looking pretty limp. And what do we need to do? Well, some suggestions are, why don't we give half dose vaccine? Give a little bit less than what they're supposed to receive, so we have more in the vial. Maybe we should, this is what they're suggesting, I'm not suggesting it. Maybe rather than the two doses, give everybody one dose. And that kind of drew a lot of concern. I don't think the FDA really likes the idea of having the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. They think that could risk public health. And I think the slowdown of the vaccine rollout isn't that we don't have enough vaccines. It sounds like we have a lot of unused product. It's we don't have enough people to administer it. Which is why, again, where's the military? I thought we were going to be using the military for this. So AstraZeneca was the shot and the vaccine that seemed to have higher efficacy at the lower dose. Remember that? And they told us, oh, it was a fluke, it was an accident, and what a wonderful fluke. And a lot of us were scratching our heads going, what are you talking about? Well, from what I understand in the study, some people got one dose, some people got another type of dosing, right, an amount. And those that had the lower dosing appeared to have much higher success rate at stopping COVID than those who had the higher dosing. And so that's where the UK started to think, well, if we're going to approve the AstraZeneca vaccine, let's give the amount that did better in the study. And if the half amount did better for patients where they had close to 90% efficacy, whereas the two shots or the larger dosing had 65% efficacy, why don't we just do what gave them 90% efficacy? So there is some logic there. There's also some logic behind, well, let's get as many people covered, you know, with the vaccine as possible, you know, before we see more side effects and more people, you know, don't want to get the vaccine. But, you know, my problem is they're writing it as they go. They're, you know, they're ad-libbing. They're, you know, you tell us one thing and then all of a sudden we're being told, no, we could do something else. So once you start to cut down the dosing when everybody's supposed to be on board and there was a system in play to make sure that everybody got their second dose, you're going to see a lackadaisical attitude for that second dose, and then you might not see full immunity. Some people say, well, will it matter, Dr. Dahlia? Won't, you know, the virus kind of go down by the summer? It might go down, but as you saw, it didn't go away completely. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.